I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, December 13. Coming up, 100 early childhood institutions now certified. Justice Center opens in Portland and sports equipment installed at Emancipation Park. The news in detail after the break.
Don't let the energy eater steal your money this Christmas.
TV?
Check.
Cable box?
Check.
Radio?
Check.
Computer?
Check.
DVD?
Check.
Modem?
Check.
Fans?
Check.
Microwave?
Check.
That's it! Everything unplugged. Let's hit the road!
If you're traveling this Christmas, make sure you unplug all your appliances before you go so you save money. Don't let the energy eater steal your money this Christmas. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, your energy advisor.
Now the news. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is reporting that 100 early childhood institutions are now fully certified, having met the Early Childhood Commission, ECC's 12 operating standards. Portfolio Minister Senator Ruel Reid says this is a positive development for the sector. He's pledging the ministry's continued support in ensuring more basic schools meet the required standards. Raising educational standards at the early childhood level, the minister says, is key to fostering a well-adjusted society.
The first 1,000 days are so critical in our fight against crime to make sure we have the full proper executive functions, developing our children, more resilience, impulse control.
Senator Reid adds that the ministry is targeting another 139 early childhood institutions for certification, including 3 infant schools, 31 infant departments, 76 basic schools, and 29 prep and kinder institutions. Members of the public may now access modern gym equipment at Emancipation Park in St. Andrew. This after a fitness zone was recently opened at the park featuring equipment donated by China Harbor Engineering Company, CHEC. Dubbed the fitness zone, the donated items include 2 decline abdominal machines, multi-station parallel bars, pull-up bar stations, squat stations, and elliptical and hip extension machines. The equipment is valued at approximately $5,000. Sports Minister Olivia Grange says the equipment will help increase the number of Jamaicans making healthier lifestyle decisions and reduce the prevalence of non-communicable diseases.
And on behalf of the government and people of Jamaica, I thank China Harbor for this gift, which supports our national goal of a healthier country. This gift will go a far way in our efforts to build a culture of physical activeness.
Minister Grange adds that the gift further underscores the strong bond of cooperation and friendship between the governments of Jamaica and China. Residents in Portland now have increased access to judicial services, including legal advice and mediation. This after the government recently opened a justice center in the parish. The center will also be used to train justices of the peace in alternative dispute resolution and restorative justice. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says child diversion services will be added to the activities at the center in short order.
The child diversion bill will be laid in Parliament definitely by January. And when the child diversion bill is laid, it is something that we are hoping that all the parish court judges and the Supreme Court judges will be trained in. And based on the training, we're hoping to take children away from the formal justice system into a more relaxed atmosphere.
Portland is the second parish to receive a justice center, with the first being established in St. Anne in July. The remaining 12 centers are scheduled to be completed during the current financial year. And Club Kingston at the Norman Manley International Airport has been named Priority Pass's Global Lounge of the Year 2017. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett says this latest accolade helps to authenticate the value of Destination Jamaica. He says the airport is the first point of contact with the destination for visitors, pointing out that the quality service being offered at Club Kingston will help to ensure more repeat visitors to Jamaica.
You know, visitor satisfaction is the number one element of what we offer. And it's that kind of service, it is that kind of experience that makes people come back and makes Jamaica now have a 42% repeat business, which is an enviable record all over the world. So when we get awards like this, comparing ourselves with the best of the best in the world, it only further accentuates the point we're making that this destination is the best place for you to come, to visit, to enjoy life, and to exhale.
Minister Bartlett was speaking in an interview with JIS News. Priority Pass provides travelers with access to airport lounges worldwide. Its members provide ratings for lounges based on a specific list of criteria. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.